We're running a sicha from Sri Meir and the Inyan of Sukkis. The aside of B'schus Seisi Mibesi Hachutza. That how is it possible for a person to be Mo'ira the Simcha that Hashem is Mashpia at this time of the year? So we were learning that in the Lashon of Chazal, Meisim Asma Kishirayim, that when a person is able to change the focus of his life from being upon himself and to go out of that tiny, closed, and pathetic world of the self, which is hinted at in the Yehi Rotzon of B'schus Seisi Mibesi Hachutza. B'schus Seisi Mibesi Hachutza. That a person is able to go out of this Diras Keva. The Diras Keva in a person's life is himself. Himself and all of his concerns, all of his needs. We began with the beautiful story of how the Chafetz Chaim finally had a pair of gloves for the winter. When one flew out the window of the train by accident, he quickly threw the other one out so that the person would be able to have hana from a pair of gloves. How the Chafetz Chaim's mind was set and his entire existence was in such a way of being outside of his own house and constantly being in the world of the other person. And as a result of that, the Chafetz Chaim and other tzaddikim lived always in a neshamadika way. The guf, everything about the guf, Haman Amalek, is for zich, for itself, to take for itself, to have more for itself, to be constantly focused on the self. And as a result of that, the person shrivels up into a sad and broken individual. Mashanikain, the way of the tzaddikim, Yosef HaTzadik, is Vayonas Vayetze HaChutza. Vayonas Vayetze HaChutza. The tzaddik is to be mashpia. Vayonas Vayetze HaChutza. To go out of himself. To go out of himself. To constantly be mashpia to others. And to think about others. And to worry about others. And to give to others. This is the inyan of being Meisim Atzmo Kishirayim. So on that paragraph, on the second page, that's on the left-hand side, Meisim Atzmo Kishirayim, we were learning that the Ratzon Hashem is that this be an avoda, the person's midas. Not that he knows that since we have these promises that Chazal have revealed to us, for instance, somebody who's Ma'aral Midaisa, a person who is like this, so it's a skula that he'll be Ma'arach Yomim, that he'll have a Richasam, he'll live a long life. So you have a person who says, I want to be able to live a long life, therefore I'm going to be Marva al Midaisa, I'll give in to this person. You know, I won't be inflexible, I'll be more flexible. Because after all, there are all of these benefits that come with being flexible, or acting in a flexible way. So I'll do that. Or because the Torah or Halacha demands that. Again, even though that's a beginning, certainly that's better than nothing, but that's not the tachlis of one's avoda, that he should be zeicha. He should do this because he should be zeicha for arichas yamim, because that whole svar is also for zich. It's also for him. How can I have an arichas yamim? How can I be more medactic in mitzvahs? So that's a nice thing. But as far as this avoda of going out of oneself, of vayenos vayetze achutza, he hasn't left himself at all. So at the end of that paragraph, at the end on the left-hand side of that Meisim Asma Kishirayim, that those who are doing this, Shebeschus Zehim Yiskol Erichas Yom Meshonam, Hechen Yavir Lo Akol Pshav, he also knows that there's this guarantee that if he's Ma'aral Midoisa, then Yavir Lo Akol Pshav, Meisim Oven Va'ivar Al Pesha, that Hashem will forgive him for his sins. If he forgives other people for the wrong that they've done to him, so then Hashem forgives him. So that's a good thing. But again, The focus is always on me, on myself. Oh, if I let that guy off the hook, then Hashem's going to let me off the hook. That's not the tachlis. It's better than nothing, but it's not the tachlis. Therefore, he comes to the conclusion, it's a simple chesed. It's kedai. It's kedai to forgive that guy. It's kedai. But Simei says that the true approach to this should not be in such a way, what can I get out of forgiving that person? What can I get out of being easier and more flexible with that person? But rather, the correct machshav is meisim asma kishirai, that he makes himself into shirai, meaning that it's not all about him. He should understand that there are other people, and his chaver is the ikka. The other person, that's the important thing, the other person. I'm only a little piece of the whole story of the world. Lumas chaveru. To see the other person as being the center of attention. We know Chazal have thought Shechayv Adam Loimer Shebeshvilo Neva Olam. The Chazal encourage each and every one of us that we have to remember that each person should say Beshvilo Neva Olam, that it was Kedai to create the whole world for me. That a person should know how important he is and how important his life is. But unfortunately, V'yesh Anoshim Sheyetzahar Menasa Loimelhem Shetzvichem Lumad Esamayim HaChazal HaZeh Kepshutai. There are unfortunately people who the Yetzirah tells them that's the simple pshat, the whole world exists for you. That's just to translate into English and to live that way. Shebishvila nivarlam, that the whole world is bishvila nivarlam, is created to them. Mamish shekol olam sichem lasis v'tzayim, that the whole world was created just to please him, to do for him what he wants. Lasis v'tzayim ulachabdai, and to honor him. There are many, many madregas of this. Shekol adam hu olam. Each person is a world. I can't just here right now give all different examples. But he's different when it comes to these things. Every person has his own inyanim. Children are unsophisticated, therefore they don't hide this. So children are openly all the time talking about themselves, and children are openly claiming everything in their Dalet Amos is belonging to them. It's me, it's all me, and they'll cry if they don't get what they want. They're unsophisticated, but the adults who never really worked on themselves, who never changed, they're like that, and inside their brains is the same thing. It's me, I want. Except they've learned how to occasionally listen to the other person. I was talking to it's not a girl, she's already a little bit of an older woman she's an almana, and she's dating now somebody, and they went out three times, and she said that anything that she ever talks about herself, he manages to guide it towards him. Because that she brings up like she's trying to make conversation, and when she talks, she's saying something about her life, or what she was doing. She was mentioning to him that she was involved with a certain gemach, a thing like to help, and then he doesn't really seem to be very misspelled from anything like that. But what he does automatically is that he switches into himself. He starts talking about himself. So that's a very, very bad sign. That all arrows point in that same direction is a life of bishvili nivra ha'olam. That this is kesed you'll have even when it comes to something like talking in shul to a person that will be totally oblivious to how that affects other people. Doesn't make a difference. I'm not even talking about the halach. I'm not even talking about what the Zohar says. But a person who talks in shul has no chelik in Hashem, and is a kaifa, and is a rasha. All the things besides all of that. Like, what about just the fact that there are other people that are that are affected by that. It's not a cheshbon that lives in such a way. The shvil and the vilma. I have something to say. I have something that. That's really what counts. It's not at all about you. It's always been completely about me, and that's how these people live. They take very, very literally b'shvili nivra olam. So children cover this more. She'en ham oides, ayetzar, she'tzirchem lahastez, ayetz barmimus ba'anoshim. Little children don't have this shrewdness and this cleverness that they have to try to cover it, and they have to give the appearance of being concerned with other people. Like even that person that's very wrapped up in himself, like this guy going out with a girl, so every now and then he knows enough to say, so what do you think about me? Right. Something. Every now and then there'll be a machshava, to stop at the pause, and because he knows that's what's considered to be normal and acceptable. But really, he's not really interested in what she has to say. It's not. He's interested to see how she reacts to what he has to say. Not really what she has to say, who she is, and so on. And there are many, many marriages that are based upon b'shvili nivra olam. Children, they don't hide these things because they're not shrewd and they're honest. So they just say it's all about me, and I want and give me. Sometimes the Yetzar hides this from the adult, and he doesn't think of himself that way, but that's the truth of who he is. He doesn't pay attention how everything that he does is just about himself. And that surrounds him in everything that he does. But not just in Gashmis, talking in Ruchnis also. It's about me when it comes to Ruchnis. Not about other people, not about his family. It's about himself. Even in his Avodas Hashem. It's about himself. It affects every single thing in the person's life. Ben Reves HaMedrash, Ben Kshuba Beisa, in Yeshiva, and this Medrash is by himself. Kach Shekol, Ha'esim Ba'arba Shoz Ba'yom, Sarech Le'yishom HaMeyei Tahar Hazeh. All 24 hours of the day, a person, a night, a person has to, all his waking hours, a person has to think about this. Am I in my Divas Keva of myself? Or am I in a place of the Schus Seisi Mi Beis, Mechah Chutza, going out of myself? Like the Poskim Physicist, the Poskim will talk about Bikacholim, right? So you have a person who'll go Bikacholim, and he'll sit there for an hour and a half. I remember my mother, Lolena, was sitting shiva for her sister last year. And my mother's an elderly person. There's this very, very nice couple, a young couple from down the block, and they were sitting there for 2.5-3 hours. And my mother was like this. Until finally, I couldn't take it anymore. It was a shiva call, and my mother's trying, like, and also, you know, the whole shiva talking about themselves. And the child was like this, and this one is sending to this yeshiva, and this one and that, and that. I was happy with shiva. My mother's, it doesn't make a difference. Big chayim, you help people, I'll go there. You have someone will go to visit somebody, to go drop in to pay a visit Shabbos afternoon, 3 o'clock, have a machshava. Maybe that person is tired, maybe wants to take a rest, but they'll stop by sometime. But it's I have hana. It's my hana. They think they're being mahana the person, and go for 5 minutes. Go for 15 minutes tops, right? You know, for a shiva call, to sit by somebody. By themselves. There's no one else here. To sit for 2 hours. I'm not exaggerating. Or to go a bigger chalim, someone's in the hospital, someone's not well. Go for a few minutes. You say a capital to them. I'm not talking about a brother or sister. I'm talking about someone goes bigger chaylum. It's brought down in halach. You go. Levaka chaylum. You make the mechazik person. Can I help you? You fix something. Can I get you something? Kind of thing. And you say that Hashem is supposed to help you. So shachar yisoshim before shleima. Because I'm dying. Can we finish? No. I came all the way to Manhattan you know, to go to the hospital. I'm going to stay here 15 minutes. I have another hour on my meter. And I know, I dropped like 12 quarters in there, you know, from the city. So I'm gonna, you're gonna suffer. I'm staying here for that meter. I'm staying the whole time. Yeah, I'm getting my money's worth. But if Sima, you're gonna see talks about this, like, that's in Ruchnius too. You could have some of that go, I saw this also, that they go to visit, let's say, an old Sadiq or something older. It's also, so go in, so say, as long as when we're in the house itself. So you go in for 5 minutes and say, a good morning, a good yontif, a good yor. No, you sit here. They plop themselves down. They sit there for an hour. The Rebbe has to come in back and forth and see, you know, what's doing, and he needs to rest. And that's it. Because why? Because for my ruchnius, I want to sit next to the tzaddik or something. I want for my ruchnius. So it could be he's 85 years old. The Rebbe is walking back and forth. Could be that she's worried about him. And the Archim will come, and they'll sit. Why? Chazich. Because they're Ruchnis. They're in need of Ruchnis. Also, the fact that it's Ruchnis makes even a bigger Yetzirah. B'shvila Nevarim. For me, the world exists for me. For you. That's my gosh, it's my Ruchnis. Ah, but it's still you. You want to do a mitzvah? It's a very beautiful mitzvah. You want to do a bakachar, you want to do a mitzvah. You go for 5-10 minutes. It's not taking you leave. You go for a shiva call. You sit down for 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Again, I'm not talking about a brother or sister. 10-15 minutes. Each person knows himself, the cash that he has with that person. To go, but to sit and to jay to hack. And these people always talk about themselves the whole time anyway. You know, it's not even the shiva. It's about themselves. It's a cheshbon the person has to live for 24 hours, he says. Kradi barnos nea yomah neroin, ala inyin shel es le eze kenegda. The whole sugya in Bereishis, of when Hashem created, for Adam Rishon, he created a wife, es le eze kenegda. So we spoke of that many times over the years in Shul also. That Hashem said, I'll make you an eze to help you, kenegda against you. Right, so Rashi says, everybody knows that you're zeicher, it's an ezer. If you're not zeicher, it's a kenegda, then it's against you. That's Rashi. But in the Sama Kedoshim, we see, Ala inyin shel es le ezer kenegda, she zocha nas le ezer, loy tayiv hayesh adam levadai. Hashem says, it's not good for a man to be by himself. Shoz mispashiv in the Sarach, inyin shel adam doig rak la'atzmai. The loy tayiv of being by yourself is that you think only of yourself. Those people in the secular world that they're never going to get married, they never want to have children, and so on and so forth. It's because b'shvili nevra'olam. Because if I have a wife and I have kids, that's going to cut into my, you know, to my space. That's going to take up my space. I have, you know, I want to go to China. I want to visit, you know, over here. I want to do this. I want to do that. B'shvili nevra'olam. There's only one b'shvili. A wife and kids. It doesn't fit into the b'shvili. He wants. He says, "Shvaheiza achi god lo adam." But Hashem says, "No. Like type heiiza adam levado. It's not good to be by yourself. Therefore, I'm going to make an ezer. I'm going to make someone that's going to, of course, help you. But the way that she's going to help you, and the way the kids are going to help you, is through this mitzias of kenegdai. You're going to have to learn to live in situations where there are a million things going on that it's not what you want. Not the way that you would like to have it. You wanted to have everything go a certain way? Your uncle doesn't feel well. You'd like to have everything go a certain way? Your wife doesn't want to have it go that way. She has a different plan. So the person can't continue to be mispashet, to spread out in that world of b'shvili nevah ha'olam. The biggest way that Hashem helps a person is that you have a kenegda, you have someone there that's not exactly your, that's not you, that has different ideas, different assignments, different things. That's how Hashem makes us into bigger people, into greater people. That we have to help us get out of that that infantile world that we grew up in, from the time that we're in the world as babies, and we grew up that it's me. She is the Varm Shem like it, so you have a wife and children. There are going to be things every single day that's like Kitzana. That's not what you planned and not what you expected. The simple pshat, of course, is talking about the family, the wife and children. Aval Krakosov may have told us for Abderov, the tzaddikim say shekavon al kol advarim shalosh machem oisim agamulo. Eizek kenaga means anything that you go through during the day that's against what you wanted for yourself, Hashem is really helping you. That's every kenegdo in your life is in the Eizek, in a deeper level, is to help you. Because that kenegdo is always a challenge. Are you going to get stuck in your dearest keva of Bishvili Nevam, that little world of yourself, or as a result of this challenge of that other person who has different insights, are you going to be able to go leave your dearest keva and go into the sukkah to be able to deal with that situation of Bishchus Tseisini Beisi HaChutza, to go out of my house and to go to that person's house and to be sensitive to what that person needs, not just your own wife and kids, but what that other person needs, what this moment requires of me. Shem loy lefi yisana. The calls are not saying they should adam choishev shu nimsa ba'ilam hazeh b'divas keva. That's our problem. Is that a person lives in this world and he lives in a divas keva. And that divas keva is himself. V'aisel atzma kol mi yedvarim shiyuloy lahanasa. And he tries to fix up the divas keva. Oh, wow. He makes it the nicest divas keva in the world. The house, not just the physical, everything that's with himself. Only that it should be the most pleasant diras keva. It doesn't just mean your house or your apartment. It means everything in your life should be what you like. Because that means you're fixing up, you're embellishing, you're furnishing the diras keva. The diras keva meaning me. She'in ben tzarech avadas Hashem. Uke'es bezman simchaseinu. And of course, that is the cause of all of one's sadness. That's why we read Kehelas on Sukkot, because Kehelas says, Havel Havalim, Havel Havalim. What's your dearest keva? What do you think you have over here in this world? How long are you going to live in this world? What do you think you're doing? My Yisrael Adam Chalam, what are you doing? Havel Havalim. That's what it is. So, Bizman Simcha Seinu, to have Simcha, HaGadosh Baruch Hu, Makalach, Hadas Yechalas, Lord says, Makalach Keva, Hazeh. After Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, a person comes into a place that's real. So he gives Hashem's spark, gives each and every one of us the opportunity to get out of that kriyas of me, that it's all about me. There was a Matzi and Kippur. There's a certain bacher. He doesn't live here, but he comes to the shul different times, and he's very very in this Indian of dearest keva of himself, and. All the time it happens that, I've mentioned this in the past, but if you have Bochum especially will do this, will be, let's say, there'll be a Mazi Tisha B'Av, or Mazi Yom Kippur. So it's that, you know, that they come to start talking to me about the Holocaust, about God, and he has a kashya, you know, in the Gemara or something. And I said, you know, I get to think that maybe my wife and my children are ready for me to make Havdalah to come. So I, forget about me. I said, okay, I'm Marich on that. So I could faint. Or drop dead, whatever you want. Forget about this person. But just don't think about me. Maybe I have a wife and children, that I have a family that's waiting for me. It's ready. So this Matzi Yom Kippur. So he was waiting for me. He was waiting for me, and it was already like 8:20, and I was going in. I saw him and I wished him I was ready, you know, for that, because that's my avodah also. My avodah of Seisim Beis HaChutzah is to be able to try to stop for a second, and to, you know. So I was very proud of him. He paused, and he went. He wanted to talk about something, and then I saw that he reconsidered it. Some either that's because he was starving, or maybe I thought that he had, you know, that there was like a little bit of an avodah, and that he thought about it, because this is an Indian that's going on for years already. Matzah Tishah B'Matzah Kippur. To 2 years ago, Matzah Kippur, he said, would you have a little bit of time to talk now? I was leaving shul. Do you have a few minutes to talk? What kind of a person thinks like that? No, it's Rachmanis. It's Rachmanis. But Ad Kedei Kach. No, of course, if someone has an emergency, not from an emergency, it's like the shuls. But Ad Kedei Kach, a person can live in that world. of the Dios Keva, of the self. And if we catch ourselves, right, I'm talking about such an extreme thing, it's like there's something wrong. But if we catch ourselves, we could find that in our lives, that we have these kind of inyanim, these funny inyanim like this. That the more neshamadik that a person becomes, the more you resemble Hashem's midas, you live that way. Next page, chasadim, third page. Like Avraham Avinu, the first two shpizim, right? We spoke about that yesterday, that Avraham Avinu leaves his tent, he leaves his house, he's looking to do for somebody else. He's thinking about other people. The biggest simcha, the biggest chiyas for a neshamadik person is not himself. It's for somebody else. That's his biggest chiyas. When he cries, that it should be good for the other person, I'll manage. Therefore, he doesn't stand on what he wants. The ikur is it should be for the other person, it should be good. What if a person insulted me? If a person insulted me, so I could. So again, it's not because there's a halacha that I should try to ignore that and then I'll live a long life. What could I get out of being quiet? No, it's the machshava that I was talking about by Kol Nidre, that this person has all, whatever that person has in his life. And whatever is in Yonim Aron, I don't know this person. Like the Klosenberger said about that Yid that was a kapo, right? And I mentioned like Kol Nidre is such a murder gemaisa. But to judge another person, and the ik is that person, I'm going to, you know, to hear something that you didn't like, and it was a little bit hurtful to you, a little bit insulting, so you let go of it. Kevin Shani Rak Shirayim Veni Klum. So what am I? So he insulted me. So who am I? That's okay. So he said something that wasn't becovet. He didn't do something that was becovetic. He didn't show me the proper respect. Okay, so who am I? So havelam. Then I should get a little crazy about that. Reini klum. Meneil ani marvam midayisai. Not because of the din to be marvam midas. Not because of arichas yamam. But because of a true understanding of what? Of that I'm Shirayim. That any klum, what am I? That I should make a whole to-do. People can make whole machloikis and things because they were slighted. And they can make a whole shul or a whole family. You have a person, let's say, was put at a simcha at the wrong table. And they'll wrong meaning of the summon that they don't like. And they'll stand all simcha, makes no difference in the chutan, makes no chasm kala. There's the whole simcha. And you say, Ben Shalom, there are 680 people at this wedding. You're not even a fourth cousin. We had a whole board meeting whether you should be invited at all. Now what are you talking about where you're sitting? Who cares? That's what, and they're gonna stare. They'll go over to a mechutan. They'll go over to somebody and say, no, not so. Hi. Oh, well, how's it come? Also, thank you for coming to our simcha. What do you mean? Is everything okay? You know, Jews do that. Something's wrong? Something's wrong? You have something on your mind? Okay. You should have only simchas. What's the matter? I was hoping to maybe sit with my dad. You know that that's my best friend. You could be with somebody that I haven't spoken to in 30 years. So that's community. It's their simcha, and you're going to share someone's simcha because of where you sit. And even if it's not a fourth cousin, even if it's a sister-in-law, or a brother, or a first cousin, or whatever, what do you stare? You know, someone say, I don't want to sit, though. I want to sit mixed, or I want to sit separate. What do you talk? It's all halacha, it's all Yerushalayim, this way or that way. You have to sit mixed, you have to sit separate, like this or like that. I understand what I'm saying. I'm not. Or is it about you? That you're going to stare at simcha? That you're going to stare at simcha? People. Now we talk about the sukkah. You have the sukkah, and then you have the nanum, how we move the abaminim. How you move the abaminim in all directions. Right? The lulav esrog, the nanum. Shem the Kurim Shiari Mitzvah. That they themselves are called like Shirayim. The nanum is called like, because it's not the ikedin of a lulav and esrog, the ikedin of lulav and esrog, of course, to pick it up. There's something extra. The nanum. The movements, the motions. Shikamarichin, Adam, Afilim, Adam, Echad Moshech, Aisalim, and Vashen Lismal. What is it? What do we learn from that? One thing that we can learn from that is that you have a certain place you want to be. This guy's pulling you to one direction. Right? Your wife's pulling you in a second direction. The kid's pulling you in a third direction. So So the wolf goes wherever you pull it. It's a beautiful word. The tzaddikim say it. It's okay. So in other words, I have my place. I want to be my thing. Right? Whatever each thing means, of course. So we understand the esrog means the heart, and the aravos are the lips, and the hadassim are the eyes. And it's supposed, I have my inyan, my dearest kev, I have my way. But I'm being pulled in all different directions. So the lulav teaches a person to be rachek kana. It's okay, if they need you, so you give in, to be flexible. To be flexible. That means to shake the lulav, that you're not inflexible. You could bend. You give in. You move in different directions. As other people need you. And what you could do. And it doesn't have to be the way that you want it. Really a sarvlon, to be a sarvlon, to be tolerant. Ha'esrog shu'a pri'etz hada. Shadar b'ilana mishan l'shana. Ram is l'anuk. Sh'odam yochel lizbol is kol t'kufas l'shana. So the esrog, as I'll say, one of the reasons it's called, the Gemara says, pri'etz hadar, because it stays on the tree from year after year. So what does that teach us? I mean, throughout the year. So it teaches a person to be able to weather all different situations in life. To be several different circumstances in your life. It's not always ideal. The ideal for the esrog is to have a nice summer day. It's not always the way that you want. We're going to be sitting in the sukkah, it sounds like from what they said on the weather, it's supposed to be on Friday, it's supposed to be 88 and humid. I just heard that. It's going to be a Miami sukkah over here. So, the Gemara says in the first paragraph of the Zohar that Hashem took out the sun, took out the to make it hot, and the Goyim walked out of the sukkah and they gave it a kick. We're going to have, it sounds like, I mean, these things obviously it's up to Hashem, could change. But it sounds like it's going to be hot from the sukkah. So, Pri'etz Hadar means a person who is a mahudadika person. A mahudadika, a beautiful person, is that person who is able to, that is able to go with the circumstances that he's in. That's why the esrog is a Pri'etz Hadar. It goes through all of the seasons. A person experiences in the course of his life, in the course of every day, different seasons. He prefers it to be, it should be 71. The temperature is emotional, obviously. But there are people who want that in life also. They want to get into a marriage. They want to get married because they like things, certain things in marriage. But they want that their marriage should be 71 and sunny. You know what I'm saying? 71 and sunny. They want... Okay. Each person is different. 68, 70, irrelevant. But they want there should be, that marriage should be just, you know, comfortable. It should be comfortable. But sometimes the marriage goes below zero, you know, below freezing. Sometimes it gets uncomfortable. There's fighting, and it gets up over 90, not so comfortable. I'm out. So the esrog lives through all of the seasons. That's what it means to be a pri'etz hadar. Hachoyrev, hakayitz, hakor, vaharuchayitz, vachayim, nasu pri'etz hadar. Nasu pri'etz hadar. That's what makes a person into a pri'etz hadar, into a beautiful Jew. Like it says in Pasuk, that a person who everybody loves because he's delicious and sweet, like the esrog, to be a delicious person, somebody that is able to be like that, and all of the tekufas, because it's not about him, it's not about himself. He's a shirayim, zayni klum. So it's hot. The ikur is that it's sukkah. It's mazim chasayim. Okay. So it's not so comfortable for you. The muscle, kishirosh chaver mispalu b'slavus. So sometimes you see another Jew that's davening the Slavas. It's davening strong. Vilaimit Makol, you're in yeshiva, and this guy is learning, and he learns loud. Umisala. That helps that guy. He's learning. He's davening loud. I feel this is a nirlish, and I feel a kailish shalai. So the other guy, it bothers him. This guy's loud. So it bothers him. Oh, Baruch Hashem Shechaveh Misala. But he's thinking, but I see that person with his davening, his learning, it helps him to daven loud. It helps him to learn loud. So you have simcha nachas for that person that he's learning, his davening is with his loves. Gamani samech itay. I'm also happy with him. I feel ashamed is at chunas ha'elu, even though I'm not like that, and I don't learn so loud, I don't daven so loud. Yedumir Moshe Lipsasra. Sherop, I'm sure other melchad is live in Beis HaMedrash. Moshe Lipsasra was once in the Beis HaMedrash, and there was a yid there that was this Paolo called Ram. There was a yid that was davening very loud in the Beis HaMedrash. V'hoyeshem Odom Acher, and there's another yid over there, she's a hefilo, that bothered him. So there's Reuven's davening out loud, and there's a Shimon over there, and it bothered him that Reuven's davening so loud. And how come Reuven's not thinking about me? Right? So he asked Reuven, could you quiet down a little bit? And daven quiet. Bothers me. This bothered the Moshe Leib Sasser a lot, that he told him that. To Rav Moshe Sasser, who loved everybody so much, went and told that person some strong words, the one who was telling the guy to be quiet, that he shouldn't daven so loud. On the other hand, if it's an empty Beis HaMedrash, each person has to think also, how is this affecting the other person? So that could be the same thing. The one, especially if an empty Beis HaMedrash, there's only two or three people, and someone's learning very, very loud, and no one else can concentrate. Again, it works both ways. But under those circumstances, Rav Moshe Leib Sasser saw that it wasn't L'Shem Shemayim. He saw that it wasn't L'Shem Shemayim. Opinimius HaDvarim, he sh'odam afilu mafrim lo. The penimius of this, what happened with Moshe Leib Sasser, is that a person, even if a person is being bothered, the tzarech l'shtadl is rach kikana, you should be flexible. So it bothers you. Something that makes you a little bit uncomfortable. L'dash ha'kol zeh me'akadosh baruch. So again, Moshe Leib Sasser in that situation might have known that person, that, so he said, God, because of you, I can't daven. So Moshe Leib Sasser understood that's not the cheshbon. That you're not davening because of that guy that's davening out loud. It's some other cheshbon, whatever the cheshbon is, each person has, you know, different cheshbonis. L'dasha kol zeh me'akadosh baruch hu, v'ena od melvado, v'nafshi ka'ofa l'kol tiyah. The ikar is that a person is nafshi ka'ofa, like mamish, it's not about me. But my, like we say at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, but nafshi ka'ofa like dirt, l'kol tiyah l'ini. Shezeh matzmiach yishuvus g'vels b'chol ha'inyon. That brings the person to have unbelievable simcha in his life when he doesn't make himself the diras kevo, when he's not the focus of everything. Then he has simcha. When he lets go, he's able to be the biggest. He's able to have the biggest simcha. L'dash HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Kol Adam Im Tchunas Acheres, to understand that Hashem created everybody with different tchunas, different personalities. So therefore, he's not the kind of person. Every single person that's not like him, it makes him crazy, rubs him in the wrong way. This guy gets him nervous because of how he is. So, he's different than you. I can't take it. You can take it. He's different than you. Hashem made him. He's different. He's different than you. That it bothers me. Kol echad hu oilam malei mami. Each person is mamish of the world. Kol echad misalim sorry medav acher. Therefore, each person has his salus. Each person has his sorrows from something else. V'nenem idav acher, and has another from something else. Kach shafilu sheli, ein hanov v'simcha medav hazeh. Well, Baruch Hashem, chaver misalim hazeh. Even though this thing might not be for me, in other words, I like to daven quietly. That's what does it for me. But that person likes to daven out loud. So think of an eitzah. Earplugs. Or to go somewhere else. Or to maybe concentrate more on your davening. Whatever it might be. But again, there's a cheshbon for that other person also. There's a cheshbon for the other person. Because that other person could also be for my ruchnias. So for my ruchnias. If you see that the other guy next to you is having a hard time, so for my ruchnias also. So it does make a difference. My ruchnias is the main thing. That person is.
get voted to.
It's a very hard question. It's very, very hard to balance.
The voter to worry about yourself.
What?
The voter not to worry about what he's doing wrong is what you're doing wrong.
Yeah. That's the ickus. The ickus is the ickus is to go outside of myself and to think about others.
Right.
So each person, again, all these situations, there are very, very fine differences. Each person has to have a cheshbon. But the ickus is, like Ronnie said, the ickus, the cheshbon is not me. That's the ickus. Could we think of an eitzah? So it's possible to think of an eitzah. Then everybody could be happy. Well, whatever it is, then everybody could be happy. The problem is when a person is thinking only about himself. He's always in, what could I get out of this situation? He's always looking for himself. How could I have more ruchnius? V'ay gashmius, more ruchnius, more gashmius. V'ay dinyanim, sha'idei, shal yodim yimtiko ha'dinim, v'az yaskim lias marvam yidaisav, even as I said, as we learned yesterday. Also, the reason that I should be marvam yidaisai, or like the reason we were talking about at the end yesterday, I should give stalker, because if I give stalker, I'll get all kinds of good stuff. I'll win the Chinese auction. Same thing. If I'll be marvam yidaisai, then I win the Chinese auction. Even though it's better than nothing, Mishami this time. Kadesh Yiski Lachol Advarim Shekosu Hazal Hazal. Akadesh. That's not why you do good things, because you should get all the prizes that Hazal were handing out, all the good stuff that Hashem's giving out to people who do the, even when we believe in all that stuff. That's not why you're doing it. Kach b'chinah habanim, and when it comes to raising children. When we want our children to do certain things, or to act a certain way, to dress a certain way, whatever it might be, is my main concern what's best for my kid? What's going to work? In other words, what's the toilet for the toilet of my child? Or is it you don't want people talking about your kid, that your kid is doing certain things, or that your kid looks a certain way, and has that reflect on you? Again, it's all about you. It's not about your kid. It's about you. Sadikim gil shekama shodim yetsi lidoy katsas lachem v'lidoy rak la'atzmai v'mesmala b'simcha. The Sadikim have taught us that the more a person goes out of his dearest keva, b'schus seisim v'beis achutz, and he thinks about other people, he through that, the person is able to experience gevaldig simcha. Again, that's not why you do it. That's also done about you. It's another prize. But that's the metzias. The metzias is that's what sukkis is. Zman simcha seinu. And that begins, of course, El Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Shaguf kishalatzmo mevi tzimtzum. The guf, all physical things, is tzimtzum. It's a prison. The self, is a prison. And it makes a person very, very small and very downhearted and miserable. Al-Kshadim doi gam kilachem, but when a person is thinking about someone else, say mevi ispashtus visrachavus. That's a world of ispashtus, of visrachavus. That's being in the great outdoors. This spastousness, rachavus, is getting out of the prison, man. It's a different world. We ask Hashem, I'm calling to you from my small, narrow place, and I'm asking you, Anani b'merchav ka. That's all we want. That's all we need of the shofar, right? To come from that small place, to come out into a big place. And the whole need of the simcha and the halal ma'akaf is to go out, to go out. To have a life that's a life that's harchava. Harchava means it's not only when it's this way that I could be happy. It's not only when it's like that that I could keep my cool. But I could be under every situation with every different kind of person. I'm soivel all seasons, a man of all seasons. To live that way in all different matzavim in life. That's what it means to live a life of harchava, of expansiveness. That Hashem takes me out of my prison. That's what the Rosh Hashanah Kippur is, Pigin Shuyim, that I was released from prison. I'd see him in Maz Ganashi. The Pasuk says, Hashem, I'm asking you, take help. Take me out from the Mimaz Ganashi. Of course, I'm not in a real prison, thank God. But I'm in a different kind of prison. I'm in a prison of my own selfishness, of my own self-centeredness. I'd see him in Maz Ganashi. I'm locked up in this diras keva of it has to be my way. of mine, because of that I'm ruining my marriage, I'm ruining my kids, I'm ruining my life. It's simi mazgen nafshi. Shani mukaf musuvav imulid like rak alatzmi. I only worry about myself. The kol hiluch hamachshava, all my thinking, kol esma abishal, all 24 hours. The kol tenuva shani ayisani chayshir vakshi l'tayvasi. Everything should be l'tayvasi. It should be good for me. L'tayvasi. L'tzar gufi. That it should be comfortable for me. Rabbi Shalom, I'm asking you to help me to get out of this prison. Right now, Sukkot, that Hashem is giving each and every one of us. I say, Lord says, to get out of the anoichis, out of that self-centeredness. Without getting anything out of this, not what can I get out of this? Not what can I get out of this? And so you have a person, even with, again in Ruchnius. So you have somebody that he wants to be. I've seen this many times. He wants to be makar of people. It's a very nice thing. He wants to be makar. He wants to be involved in Kiev. So he could have over. He wants to have over every Shabbos 20 people, whatever. He wants to have a full table with this and that. There's one problem. It's his wife. And even if the wife is also like a real, you know, a big, you know, Kiev lady, what about the children? What about the children? So you made a cheshbon like that. Make a cheshbon. So Terry says, you feel very, very fulfilled by having non-from people and being involved in their lives. That makes you feel fulfilled. Is that what it's about? If it's about helping other Jews, what about the four little ones at your table who have been neglected and forgotten? You know, what about them? Everything has to be with a proper cheshbon. Of course, and it's also a matter of saying, if people that are involved, the whole thing with Kiev is that makes me feel good, it makes me look good. All these cheshbonos, the idea is that it should be not for you. Why is it you want to be makar of another person? Is that for you? Or is that for that person? So he said, of course it's for the other person. It's not so pashut. Anybody that's been Isaac in these years knows it's not so pashut. So, and the difference, the chiluk would be that if you're focused on the other, then you don't lose sight of your own wife and children. There has to be balance and symmetry in a person's life. These are all things that a person has to keep a cheshbon. But if it's only about you, yeah, you could sit there till 6 o'clock, Shabbos afternoon, singing zmiras and making everybody and having a great time. And not only that, you're the star of the show. It's gewaldig. It's not about them, it's about you. It's about you. Because what? Because you're the star of the show, and you're Mr. Rabbi, Mr. Makarin, Mr. Tzaddik, and then so it's about you. So it's about you. It's about their ruchnius. It's about their ruchnius. There could be a percentage of that, but it could be covered up in a lot of you. In a lot of you. So these are things that a person has to. He says, what can I do that believes shum the gears of Avachim without my getting anything out of it? I do for somebody else, it's not about me. Because that's why it's called Zmansim Chaseinah. That by thinking about the other person, that fills you with the most gewaldige simcha. You become a person without these, that's out of prison. That's not stuck in the small walls of the Divus Keva of myself. So all the obsessions that people have, and all the anxieties, and all the sadness and miseries, because they never can. It's always about themselves. It's always about themselves. Even in Avad and Ruchnis, I've said so many times over the years, I heard myself from Rabbi Yosher Ben, and I mention this all the time, that I heard myself from Rabbi Yosher Ben Soloveitchik say that when he was living somewhere, there was a Musa room upstairs, and he was in the Beis Medrash learning Gemara, and there was somebody in this room that had, and there was a guy that was upstairs there in the Muslim that he was, and Rabbi Yosher Ben said, the way Rabbi Yosher Ben said it over, it was gewaldic, it was very dramatic, and he said that this person standing the whole day in the Musa room, he hears Rabbi Yosher Ben trying to learn, and the whole time this guy is saying, Ich bin agonis, ich bin this, I'm worthless, I'm nothing. You know, he's like into this whole Musa thing. So Rabbi Yosef was saying, ich bin ich, it's me. So Rabbi Yosef said, I never heard of such an egomaniac in my whole life. He says, there's nothing except you. I'm worthless. I'm nothing. I'm this. There's nothing else except you. There's a big, beautiful world out there, buddy, you know? So where do people come? All of the anxieties, all of the misery, all of their obsession. It's about, because it's all about you. And in your prison, there's stuff that's going on that's not good in your prison. Then the whole world is not good. Because that's their whole world. The prison cell is their whole world. So if the temperature is set the wrong number in my prison cell, then the whole world is no good. Because that's their whole world. That's the whole world.
But
when a person lives in this way, of what hana could the how could I be mahana somebody else? Meaning the world outside the prison gates. Go to the left, all the way on the bottom there. We have another 2-3 minutes. You do a Shachavitz Chaim. You see? Oh, then you need another page. That's the last page you have. So then, okay, even if you don't get it, you'll be able to do it at home. You will. So you do a Shachavitz Chaim. Who's again on the Omer Pam? The Gavurav the Echad. Look at the Chavitz Chaim. Listen to this word from the Chavitz Chaim. Shkarech. He says the Chavitz Chaim said to a big person. There was some big person, Shahya Maisa Nafsha Ma'id Alamakam Tarishalai. There was some big person, Tamachachim, that built up a yeshiva or something. And this Tamachachim was telling the Chavitz Chaim, listen to this, right? This Tamachachim was telling the Chavitz Chaim, remember, this Tamachachim had built up a whole yeshiva, whatever. And he said to the Chavitz Chaim, that Shahya Nichnas Lahechla Besamedrishalai, he told the Chavetz Chaim that when he goes into his Bais Medrash, not the Chavetz Chaim's Bais Medrash, when this Talmud Chacham who built up the yeshiva, when he goes into the Bais Medrash, he was saying, "Bishamei Kol Taira," and he hears the sound of the boys learning. "Hoylem Izahar Bechias." That's a good thing to say, right? He gives him a lot of chias, and he hears the boys learning in the yeshiva. "Vayinir lechayra kilu yeshle havasat taira," and this is his way of, you know, he was saying to the Chavetz Chaim about how much he loves the Taira, and how much nachas he has hearing the boys learning in yeshiva. That sounds okay, no? So the Chavetz Chaim gave him a zap. Look at this. He says, Shema Mishnomas and Mishanim Yalim Shal Bochum. He says that his heart melts with joy when he hears the boys learning in yeshiva. V'amalei Chavetz Chaim said to him, Shein Zemoide Ha'amiti La'av Zaterah. He says, I'm sorry, that's not the true measure of how much you love Torah, by how the boys are learning in your yeshiva. Listen, he said, Ela Ha'amoide Ha'amiti, who, you want to know the real measure? Im Kshenichnas L'yeshiva Acheris. I'd like to know how you feel when you go to somebody else's yeshiva. Another Rosh Yeshiva's place where he built up a Bais Medrash. The Shemeh called Perech Chazak, and you hear strong learning in the other Bais Medrash. Maybe it's a lot stronger than your yeshiva. Ha'im yesh lo gam kei tamugim v'mesikas ha'tayr. Do you feel the sweetness of Torah when you hear that in the other Bais Medrash? Because if you feel that unbelievable warm feeling when you walk into your Bais Medrash of the sound of Torah, that could be just the warm feeling of the prison cell, you understand? Because it's your dearest keva. It's my yeshiva, it's my shul. So if you're in another Bais Medrash, like a shag of five of them in the Lovis, Zechel Tzadok Kosh Lebrocha, he used to send the best guys to other yeshivas. From Terev Das, he sent this thought to other yeshivas. You know what that's like? To send your best guys. Your best guys. Or I met, there was a principal of the yeshiva that told me that once Rav Shlomo Freifeld called him up and said, come with me, I'm going to see somebody. So he went to Rav Shlomo, and Rav Shlomo went with him to a big millionaire. It's because Rav Shlomo needed to get some money for the yeshiva. And he brought along this other principal of the yeshiva, and he introduced him to the gvir, and he said, this guy's a fantastic yeshiva. Really, try to see what you could do for him. Here's such a story. That was the Rosh Yeshiva brought along competition to the gvir. Rav Shagafai Mendelovich sends the best guys to start a new yeshiva. Because that's a havasat Torah, you understand? That's a love of, because there's more Torah in the world. There's more nachas ruach Hashem is baruch. Otherwise, the Chavetz Chaim is telling to this yeshiva, you have a lot, you enjoy going into the yeshiva, it gives you a lot of nachas ruach. He says, let's see if you have the same nachas ruach and you go to the Yanim's yeshiva. Or else it's all about you. It's just, that's not Torah. That's it. Again, it's you. It's a more sophisticated chashim. Okay, everybody knows that. It's still better than other stuff. But it's about you.
Shishom yesh lo pachas simcha. Maybe you have less simcha when you go to someone else's yeshiva. Kach adam yochaleidem b'amit the last page. Yesh lahavas is simcha zeter. That's how you really could measure if you have love of Torah itself. More Jews davening, more Jews learning. And after a minute, whether it's my yeshiva, my bismedrish. Shodom shim adam doyeg v'nene rak mehat sibur v'hamayzdis v'yeshiva shalom. Because if a person is only thinking about his sibur and his maizdis and so on, his own place and so on, ein ze raya sheyesh lo be'emes ahavas haTorah. That's not a raya that he has true ahavas haTorah. That's a raya that he worked hard on something. It's my place. I worked. I built this place up. I put my whole life into this place. And now I'm getting the returns. Now I'm cashing in. See, you're a chashur person. Your cashing in is not like cashing in with money. You're cashing in on nachas ruach. Say, it's a higher mochashur kind of cashing in. But sof kol sof, it's all about you. I built this place. I made this place. I'm cashing in. I'm cashing in. You know? but to send from Shagat Feivel, to send the best guys, to send to another yeshiva, you know what kind of a L'shem Shemayim Vikad person, you know what kind of a Neshama Vikad person you have to be to do that? It's not, I think you're trying to build up your place. And if Shagat Feivel for years, going knocking on doors to raise money so you can build up the best yeshiva, so you can build up your yeshiva, it can be Malcolm Tyre. Then these guys who you cultivated, these guys who you raised, these guys who are the shining glory of your yeshiva and being pride to yeshiva in front of the whole world, you send them someplace else, that they should help that community. Yeah. Only a person who lives in the HaKadosh Baruch Hu 24 hours can do such a thing. Because here you have every religious reason not to do it. It's not just Gashmi, it's religious. My yeshiva, so for the sake of the other guys, you know, the other bachim, they get chizik from the good guys, and all that stuff. And he sends them to another yeshiva. That's the schus seisi mi beisi hachutza. It's not about me. It's not about my meisim. It's not about my dearest kevah. It's about nachas ruach Hashem is baruch and being avdei Hashem. When a person lives that way, then is not just sukkahs is masim hoseinim. The whole life is masim hoseinim. Because he's always, his nanuim, he's always moving to the right and he's moving to the left and he's up and he's down. Everything is just what does Hashem's Baruch need me? What can I do for other people? What can I do to be an Eved Hashem? And he goes in each direction where it's needed. Not what he needs, but how he's needed. And that's the sherish of Simcha. We should be Zarech Mitzvah Hashem to taste that, to feel that. And it should be Ketzeisim Ve'ezachus that we should be able to leave. It says that in the Susadat that it will be considered as if we've been in Golos. So we've been in Golos for thousands of years. We should be Zarech Mitzvah Hashem to return to Yerushalayim with Lashon Rabbit as many of you know.